23-year-old Aisling Murphy will be laid to rest tomorrow. The young woman was attacked and killed as she ran along the banks of the Grand Canal near Tullamore in County Offaly last Wednesday afternoon. The murder of the primary school teacher, gifted musician, camogie player and most importantly daughter, sister, girlfriend and friend shocked the country. For the very latest on the Garda investigation to find her killer, we can talk to our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds. Paul, bring us up to date.
Well, Audrey, the stretch of the Grand Canal at Cappin Curr in County Offaly, where Aisling Murphy had gone for a run last Wednesday and was subsequently murdered, remains sealed off for a sixth day today. A minute forensic examination of that crime scene continues. The search teams are combing through thick undergrowth and vegetation along the banks. They may have to start cutting back some of that vegetation today. The Garda underwater unit is working in conditions of black, dark, cold, fresh water with zero visibility. They're searching for any evidence that may be in the water, including any potential weapon that may have been used and disposed of. The Gardaí believe that Aisling Murphy fought her killer and that the lone male sustained injuries during the fatal attack, including wounds from thorns and briars as he made his escape after the murder. So they've gathered DNA evidence following the post-mortem, some of which has yet to be identified. They've also taken samples from a distinctive Falconstorm mountain bike, which was crucial to the appeal late last week. And they believe that the killer used that bike and it has been seized as evidence. They're also trying to establish just how the killer left the scene after the fatal attack. They've seized a car, which is being forensically examined, and they suspect that that car may be connected to the killer in that it could have been used to transport him from Tullamore to Dublin.
Have they spoken to this person of interest who's in hospital in Dublin at the moment?
Well, they're still waiting to interview that person. He presented himself to a hospital in Dublin with serious injuries last Thursday night. The nature of his injuries raised suspicions at the hospital. As is standard procedure, the Gardaí were informed in this case. Hospitals, in all cases where people arrive with suspicious injuries, for example, gunshot wounds, they always alert the Gardaí. However, in this case, the hospitals had been alerted to the possibility of anyone arriving with suspicious injuries. And there was a watch also put on the ports and airports to ensure that the killer would not try to flee the country. Now, it was first thought when this man arrived at hospital that he may have sustained at least some of his injuries during a stabbing incident in Blanchardstown last week. However, when the Gardaí arrived, that was ruled out fairly quickly, and the investigation team in Tullamore was alerted. Now, the Gardaí will wait until the man recovers and will only seek to speak to him when he's deemed medically fit to be questioned. They're also seeking DNA from him as part of the murder investigation to rule him in or out as a suspect. They're also expected to apply for access to medical records. Now, they've also secured a number of search warrants as part of this inquiry. There are at least three crime scenes. As well as the murder scene, the Gardaí have carried out searches at a number of properties, including two houses in Dublin and Tullamore, which are linked to the man in hospital. They're also carrying out digs in gardens for potential evidence. And the man who is in hospital is a partner and is a father of three.
Meanwhile, Paul, one can't even begin to imagine what Aisling's family and friends are going through as they prepare to say their final goodbyes tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, her parents, her brother, her sister and her boyfriend of 6 years, they were together since they were 16 years of age while they were in school. They visited the murder scene yesterday and spent about 10 minutes there. Now, the funeral mass for Aisling will take place at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning in her home parish in the Church of St. Bridget, Mount Bolas, which is a small little village just outside Tullamore. The chief celebrant will be Father Michael Mead. He's the parish priest of Kilcormac and Killoughy. An external public address system will also broadcast the funeral liturgy to crowds outside the local church. The church can't accommodate everybody who wants to pay their respects and attend the funeral. And the mass will also be live streamed, so it can be watched by the public. There is a link which we'll put up on the RTÉ website.
Okay, Paul, thank you very much indeed. Paul Reynolds, our crime correspondent, 8:16.